This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With the caveat that maybe nothing ought to be surprising in this economy right now, there was an item that caught our eye the other day that did kind of surprise us. A lot of companies, as I'm sure you've heard, have been asking for a break on their rent the past couple of months. Makes sense, right? But what hit us was that some really big companies, think FedEx and Starbucks, have been asking too. So here with Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman with a commercial real estate update.
Right now, many businesses are struggling to pay the rent and trying to negotiate a discount, says Vivek Shah at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Because the landlords want to keep the tenants, and the tenants, of course, are unsure about the future use of space.
Jonathan Wasserstrom at New York brokerage firm Squarefoot says mostly commercial tenants are getting deferrals to pay their rent in full later. Almost no one's getting an abatement, permission to just not pay the rent altogether. Though he says
a bigger tenant can throw their weight around more than a smaller tenant. They also have more to lose, right? There's a bigger balance sheet for the landlord to go after if that tenant stopped paying rent.
Now, the CEO of WeWork told CNBC last week that the company hasn't paid rent for April and May in some of its locations. Christopher Mayer at Columbia Business School says commercial leases are usually ironclad, but WeWork has structured most of its leases in a way that makes them easier to get out of.
WeWork can go to a landlord and say, look, I'm just going to walk away from this lease, and there's relatively little that the landlord can get beyond getting their space back.
Mayer says it'll likely be more difficult for companies like FedEx and Starbucks to negotiate rent breaks. They're big firms with strong balance sheets. Also, their customers might not like it.
People who, some of whom are unemployed but are still paying their rent, are not going to have a lot of sympathy for companies who say, you know what, I just don't want to pay mine.
And Mayer says most Americans have kept up on their rent and mortgage payments so far. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.